Are you currently facing the challenge of having to cut your guest list, whether it be because of everything that's going on right now, or perhaps because of budgetary constraints? If so, then this is the episode for you. On this week's show, we're going to be talking about the perfect solution to have all your guests at your wedding without them physically being there. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 41, and each week I'm coming at you with wedding advice and tips to set you up for success so that later on you're not so stressed out. Now, today we're talking to a really incredible woman. She is the co-founder of Bustled, which solves the problem of finding the right vendors. So basically, Bustled is, I kind of see it as sort of like a dating website where instead of being matched with dates, you're instantly matched with vendors in your local area based on your needs and desires for your wedding. So that eliminates tons of hours of research trying to find the vendors for your wedding day. Now, when COVID hit, she and her husband also co-founded LoveStream, which is a live streaming platform that provides you and your guest a safe and affordable way to be together on your most important day. Now, things are so different these days, and if 2020 taught us anything, it's that we need to learn to adapt with whatever is thrown our way. And so today's guest is really going to help you by giving you the perfect solution for having all your guests at your wedding, regardless of whatever situation you're in. You know, maybe because of everything that's going on, you're forced to have a smaller wedding, which means that you have to tell people that they can't come. But with her service, now they can be there. Or maybe you're planning a wedding for a few years from now and you want to invite all these people, but you know that they're not going to fit into your budget. And so maybe you're dreading having to have that conversation of who do we take off the list. So with her service, this is going to help you eliminate all those stressors because this is going to give you the perfect solution. Now, at the end of the show, I have a very, very special offer for you that you don't want to miss, so stay tuned. But in the meantime, please enjoy my interview with Sammy Roberts. Hi, Sammy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to reach out to you because you do something really, really special. And it's something that I talked about in my podcast a few weeks ago as one of the top wedding trends that I see happening for 2021 and beyond. And, you know, what you do is you live stream weddings. And I just think this is the coolest thing. And I love talking to people who are innovators and really come up. I mean, live streaming isn't new, but live streaming weddings is new. And I love talking to innovators who, you know, who adapt with change. You know, 2020 has been one of those years where it just taught you to you just have to adapt with what's going on. And you guys did that beautifully. And so for those who don't know, I mean, streaming has been around for a while. I mean, you could stream, you know, TV shows and, you know, whatever. But for somebody who doesn't know, can you explain what live streaming is and how it actually works?
Yeah. So live streaming is, I think the perfect way to describe it is similar to what you've just mentioned. It's similar to like what you see with a TV show. But live streaming a wedding, we're making it more accessible. So what you're doing is you're literally capturing the video and airing it to your viewers, your guests, in almost real time. So it's a great opportunity for people to feel like they are there, even if they're not physically able to be there.
Nice. Now, out of curiosity, I mean, was live streaming weddings a thing before COVID hit?
It's like such a good question. So not, I think it was like sort of, but it wasn't super accessible. There weren't like as many options. It was either like doing it through social media or maybe like a high-end videographer who maybe offered that kind of service. There weren't necessarily services dedicated to it before COVID. My husband and I actually got married in the middle of a hurricane. So and it's been a while, but it definitely was not something back then. So when COVID hit, like for us, we were like, okay, this feels like way too close to home. Like people who can't get married because of the circumstances. And we wanted to find like a way to do it that felt, you know, easy and simple and didn't kind of intrude on the day, that was already planned and that people were already doing.
So how does that work? Like, so does a couple actually have, do you send them the video recording, like the equipment, or do they do it on their phone? Like, how does that work? Because this is so fascinating for me, especially
yeah.
because like, it doesn't intrude. So I'm just kind of curious, like what that looks like.
Yeah. So with LoveStream, we actually stream from devices that couples already own. So iPhones, Androids, iPads, tablets, to our two higher end packages, we can even do like a webcam from a computer. So it's things that people already have in their home so that we're able to keep the cost, you know, really affordable for the couples. We do rent iPads if someone is just like, hey, I can't come up with any on my own, or maybe, especially in instances where there might literally only be the two of them getting married, then maybe they only have two phones. So in that instance, you know, we can certainly rent an iPad, but most of our couples are able to do it now with like technology the way it is. All of these devices have such high-end cameras that they're able to get such a clear stream just utilizing the device they have. And that was something that was important to us because we wanted it to be easy. We wanted it to be something that people can buy, they can set up their phones on a tripod, and they can start streaming, which wasn't always something in the past that was easily able to be done.
And you're so right. I mean, the cameras on your phones. I mean, I remember like back in the day having like an actual video recorder, and I'm like, you don't even need that. I mean, your phone does so much. And now I could see how it's non-obtrusive because your phone, even an iPad, is so small. You just set it up on a tripod somewhere and basically like forget about it. Like it's there and, you know, serving its purpose, and it's not getting in the way. It's not like you have an extra body who's there, you know, recording something, or, you know, having one of your guests do it. You know, it's just there kind of doing its thing, which I think is really, really cool. Now, you know, because this is such a new, I guess, trend for weddings, what are some misconceptions couples might have about live streaming their wedding?
Yeah. So I think one is that their only option is Zoom. So for us, you know, when this all started, we kind of sat down and we were like, okay, we don't want to utilize Zoom. It just doesn't feel natural to a wedding. It feels natural to work, but it doesn't necessarily feel natural to a wedding. And so we wanted to figure out a way that you could have an alternative. We've all been on those mass Zoom calls where you have grandma who can't figure out how to mute herself, you know, and she's like, how do I mute myself? You know? So I think that's like one of the biggest misconceptions is that Zoom is our only option, and that with LoveStream, we don't utilize Zoom. So it's one way streaming. So you don't have to worry about like downloading an app or muting people or moderating it or anything like that, which is something that we get asked a lot. Another kind of misconception is that it's difficult, right? Like, if you have the right platform, it can be very difficult if you try to DIY it. But if you have the right platform, it can be really super simple, like literally putting phones on a tripod, 10, 15 minutes to set it up, and you're ready to go.
Wow, that's incredible. And especially now, you know, given that, you know, so many restrictions that couples have when it comes to their wedding, you know, how many people they can have and all this. I mean, this just seems like the perfect solution. You know, obviously it's not going to replace having those people there with you in person.
No.
But, you know, it's the closest thing to your full wedding that you had dreamed of as possible, because all these people can see what's going on and be part of your day, even though they're not physically there with you, which I think is really, really great.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, just like from a couple's perspective, I know like it's just been so hard this year, and my heart breaks for all the couples that have had to change their plans. But, you know, in the end, it was supposed to be, and it ends up being really perfect, no matter if it's two of you or 200 of you. It's still like such a great celebratory moment. And so, you know, even if it can't be celebrated in the way you originally intended, our goal is to help you be able to celebrate no matter what, no matter the circumstance, and just a way that feels really unique and special.
Yeah. And this is something, I mean, I think if I were invited to a wedding and I was watching it on a live stream, I would think, what a cool story to tell. Like, oh, you know, I saw your wedding online. You know, I mean,
yeah.
That's just really cool. It just makes a really cool story to tell.
It's pretty cool after a weekend to see, you know, couples who their guests have been tagging, like, them watching it and all that stuff. And it's pretty cool. I mean, the first one we did, even after the pandemic hit and all this, and we were just like, wow, like this still feels like, you still feel those emotions. You still get like teary eyed, you know, as the couple walks down the aisle. So it's pretty cool. And with our platform, we can do remote switching from our office here in Charlotte. So we can switch different camera angles.
Oh, wow.
Our standard package, like our middle package, has up to 3 cameras that people set up, and we can switch between those different cameras. So we're able to capture like all these like unique moments, like maybe, you know, the processional down the aisle, but also, you know, parents sitting up at the front. So it's pretty cool that we're able to kind of capture those moments and all those emotions online.
Oh, that's really neat. So basically, I mean, it's kind of like having a virtual videographer right there, because you can capture all those moments. And like you said, it's not like you're hiring extra people to do this. It's just the equipment that you have, like your phones, your iPads, and a tripod. And, you know, you're watching it from your end so that you can switch the cameras and, you know, make sure that you capture everything, which I think is really cool. Now, if somebody wanted to live stream their wedding, what are some important things that they should know or be prepared for?
Yeah. So I think the most important piece, no matter what kind of platform you utilize, is your internet connection, which is a crazy thing that we're talking about this now, right? Like for weddings, but internet connection is crucial. Our platform, we can run off Wi-Fi or cellular, but you still have to have some kind of connection in order to actually stream. And the higher, you know, quality, like the higher end connection you have, the better your stream is going to be, the more high definition it's going to be, the clearer it's going to be. So that's something that, you know, it's super important. We certainly coach our couples on that. But it's something that you're going to have to think about, whether you utilize LoveStream or Facebook Live or Zoom even, like no matter what it is, you still have to make sure that you kind of keep that internet connection in mind. And then the other one's going to be the quality of your device. So, you know, the new iPhone 11 and 12s are probably going to be a little higher quality picture than an iPhone 7 or 8, just because of the megapixels and all that stuff that's in your camera.
Yeah. And, you know, another question that kind of popped into my head as we were talking about this, is this something that you mentioned, like you coach the couples on, like, do they get sort of like, I don't know, like a fact sheet or like instructions on how to set this up prior to their wedding day?
Yeah. So with our platform, we really focus on that human element, right? So once you purchase with us, you're going to have a specialist who's going to help you along the way. They're going to talk you through what the setup looks like, how to do your speed test, how, you know, we do a tech rehearsal. So we make sure everything looks and sounds and is set up well. Just coming from that wedding planner background, that was my big piece, you know, that's kind of where Ryan and I split, right? Like I think about it from the perspective of like on the day, how are we going to make this operationally be great? And how are we going to take care of our customers? And then Ryan thinks about it, like, how are we going to make the technology work? What are we going to do here? So we're really able to kind of balance that and offer this like complete service to our clients so that it doesn't feel overwhelming. It's something that's new to majority of couples, a wedding already. And then also throwing in live streaming that probably your friends haven't done before you. So we really help to like walk you through that process and know what it looks and feels like.
Nice. Now, do the couples also get a recording of the live stream?
Yeah. So after the wedding, they get a copy of the live stream. We also have a virtual guest book they get a copy of. We have like a really fun like live chat on the side. And so it's really fun to see like the guests like interacting, and they put little fun gifts and emojis. So they get a copy of that as well after the wedding.
Oh my gosh, how fun is that? So then you could actually see, like, I'm just putting myself in the couple's shoes, like going back and watching this. You could see people commenting on everything during the wedding, which if you were there, you wouldn't be able to talk about. So
right.
element coming in of, oh, so this is what so-and-so said when, you know, our flower girl went down the aisle, or like when we pulled their lines, or, you know, whatever, you know, like you can actually see that, which I think is so cool. Like what a great keepsake for couples to have. That to me is just really, really cool. I just love that idea. Obviously, like, you're a professional company, and we talked about this before, about how, you know, everybody has a phone, everybody has some sort of device. You know, you could even FaceTime your wedding if you wanted to, you know, just have somebody, you know, a guest just FaceTime whoever, you know, can't be there. But what are the benefits of hiring a professional company as opposed to doing this yourself? Because really, I mean, what we're talking about is a phone or an iPad on a tripod. So somebody listening might be like, oh, I could do that. You know, that's easy. I don't have to hire somebody. So what are the benefits of hiring a professional to do that as opposed to doing it yourself?
Yeah, that's a super great question. So there's lots of benefits to it. First and foremost is we are very experienced. So we've done over hundreds of these just in the past year, which is kind of crazy. So we've seen what works well, what doesn't work well, and we can make all those suggestions. We've also thought through the whole process. So we have mics that we can rent, tripods we can rent. It can be as all-inclusive or as DIY as you want it to be. Like I mentioned too, we have that human element. So we're there along the planning process to help you make sure you've thought about everything, like that speed test. We have secured music rights so that, like with Facebook Live, if you play copyrighted music, they could turn you off.
Right.
So that's all, you know, something we've done. We also build for our couples a custom website. So their live stream and all that stuff lives on there. So that's super easy because grandma can literally click a link and she's watching her live stream. Like there's no complications.
Mm-hmm.
And then with our Plus and Premium package, they get a dedicated producer, which is where they do that remote switching we talked about. So with like a Facebook Live or something, or FaceTime, you're only going to have that one camera. With us, we can do up to 9 different devices and switch between all those angles remotely. We can do multiples on the screen. Something that's pretty cool, I know in New York and I believe California, you can have a remote officiant. So we can like bring those people in or play media. So there's just a lot of benefits to kind of having someone and showing you how it's been done in the past and how you can kind of personalize it for your big day.
Yeah. And you know, you make a very, very crucial point is that if you try to do this on Facebook Live, first of all, Facebook Live is not private. Like, you know, anybody who follows you could watch your wedding.
Yeah.
And which, you know, some people might want that, but I know myself, I don't think I would want that very much.
Me either.
But then, you know, you also mentioned like the music copyrights. And it's so interesting that you say that because I remember this was a couple years ago. I was down at New York Bridal Fashion Week and I was covering a fashion show and I was doing a Facebook Live. And I was doing the live and then I went to record it, you know, to save it. And it told me it couldn't save it because the music wasn't, you know, the music was copyrighted. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like all this? And like, I have no record of it. So unless you caught that live, you have no idea that I was even there. So I learned my lesson the hard way. So this is definitely something.
You don't want to learn that lesson on your wedding day, right?
Your wedding day is not the day where you want to learn a hard lesson for sure.
No.
Yeah. And plus, you know, like you said, with the professional, like the couple gets the recording of the live stream. So, you know, you could save a Facebook Live, but to have this, especially like with the chat feature as well, is something really unique that you just can't basically do on your own. Like you really need a professional to help you with this for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's a great keepsake after the wedding. Some of our couples have, you know, shared it if they have an onsite videographer, they've shared their, you know, streaming footage with them for their final video, or maybe they share it in like a little video clip after the wedding. So they get that copy and they can do with it and distribute it however they would like to their guests.
Yeah. And that's really cool too, that they could share it with their videographer and include it in their final video, which I think is really interesting. Now, you know, we talked about this very early on in the show that prior to last year, live streaming weddings was maybe like a here or there type of thing. You know, some people knew about it, some people didn't. It wasn't really like mainstream as it was, you know, as it is now, because we've had to learn to adapt to everything that's going on. And in my show a couple of weeks ago, I had talked about live streaming becoming a trend, that not only for, you know, 2020, 2021, but I honestly see this being a trend for every couple for years and years to come, because it's such a cost-saving benefit. You know, there's so many couples who have to cut their guest list because they can't afford to have them there. But now you can have like a 500 person wedding and just have 50 people in attendance. You know, you don't have to cut anybody out. And for people who can't travel, or maybe don't feel comfortable traveling, or can't afford to travel or whatever, this is a great option for them, because now I almost see like RSVPs as not even, you know, a thing really, because if you can't make it to the wedding, you could just watch it online. So no matter where you are, if you're in your car, if you're out shopping, if you're on vacation, whatever, you could just tune in and watch it. So I think this is a really great trend for couples, because now they don't have, it kind of reduces a lot of their stress, because now it gives them more options. So I'm curious to know from you, like, you know, where do you see live streaming weddings going in the future? Do you think this is just like a now trend, or do you think this is something that's going to last for a long time to come?
I agree with you completely. I think it's something that's going to last for a long time to come, because there's always, you know, people say like, you know, 20-30% of your guest list can't make it. And a lot of times those are people that you want to be there, grandma who can't travel, or your family, you know, overseas, or someone who's deployed, or any various reasons. So this is like a great way for them to watch it. With our platform, your website stays live for 2 weeks after, and the video works like DVR. So you can go back and watch it. So we see a lot of people coming back and watching like from different time zones and things like that. So I think it's just like a great way to allow everyone to be a big part of your day, no matter the reason. So they can celebrate. You can have that small wedding. I feel like so many couples before 2020 wanted to have a small wedding, but felt obligated to have the big wedding so that they could include, you know, mom and dad's friends or their neighbors or work people. Like, this is a great way to say, like, we're going to have a small intimate celebration, but we still want you to be a big part of our day. Like, join us on the stream. And just make it like super inclusive to everybody that you love and would want to be there.
Yeah. And it reduces, you know, hurting someone's feelings too, or like you said, compromising. Like, it may not be the wedding that you want, but you have to compromise and invite, you know, your fifth cousin who you've met maybe once when you were 2 years old. You know, like, you can do so much now with live streaming. And like you said, you could keep it just an intimate wedding and then just invite whoever to watch it online. And I know myself, like, you know, right, like probably like the week before our wedding, you know, we had a few people who were like, you know what, we just can't make it work. There were some that were, they had like last minute, like they had to get something done to their house and they couldn't make it. And I was like, oh man, like, and you're right. Like, these are people who we really wanted to be there.
Yeah.
But if we just had a link and was like, okay, well, you can't make it, here's the link, join us at 2:00 and, you know, we'll see you virtually. So it kind of like reduces that sort of, I don't know, that obligation or that sense of, you know, regret if you can't make it to a wedding, because you could just click the link and watch it.
For the couple and for the guests, you know, I mean, like, as a guest, it's hard when you have to tell someone that you love, like, oh, I can't come, because I mean, like, for us, I remember we had two dear friends who got married on the exact same weekend. Oh my God. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, now we're having to like pick which wedding we go to, you know? And it's just like, things like that do happen. And it just makes it gives your guests an option too. And especially with everything, you know, as the pandemic changes and people's comfort level changes, it gives them an opportunity to say, like, I don't feel comfortable coming to the wedding, or I don't feel comfortable traveling, but I would love to still celebrate with you. So it gives people just that opportunity to celebrate in a way that works for them.
Which I just think is so wonderful, because, you know, I feel for everybody involved, for the couple and for the guests, you're not, I don't know, for lack of a better term, you know, trapped into just one way. Now you have options, which I think it reduces the stress for everybody on many, many different levels. You know, when you have different options, you have more choices, it just makes things a lot easier.
It does.
So before I go into our next segment, I just want to kind of turn it back over to you. Is there anything that we failed to talk about or anything that you want to mention that maybe we didn't talk about that you think is important?
Let's see. So for us, for LoveStream, it is one-way streaming. We build that custom website and you have that specialist to help you along the way. So it's really that like inclusive, easy to use platform. And our average package is $950. So it's, you know, pretty affordable and an easy way to kind of include those guests in your wedding day, no matter the situation.
Yeah, I think that it's such an amazing thing, like what you guys are doing. And, you know, and like I said, that's why I wanted to bring you on the show, because I love innovators and I love seeing how, you know, weddings are changing, and I love seeing how weddings are changing and, you know, what the future is going to be with weddings. And, you know, one thing that popped into my mind was, is it, do guests who join the live stream, is it like password protected? Like they can only that person who has the link can watch it, correct?
That's a great question. So our websites are not searchable by Google. So if you search the couple's names and they're not searchable on the website, it's up to the couple if they choose after that they want to password protect the page, which we can do, or if they don't want to password protect it. It's probably about 50-50 on if couples choose to do it. It's a little more complicated for grandma, right? Because she has to enter a password. So it depends kind of on like who's watching and how tech savvy they are. But yeah, it's something that we're definitely able to do, which is super important to a lot of our couples because security and, you know, online and all that stuff is obviously top of mind for a lot of people.
Yeah. I know even like for ourselves, when we were doing our wedding website, you know, there's so many like free wedding websites, but we definitely wanted one that had a password protection on it, because we're like, anybody could just Google and find all of our information. And I was like, yeah, no, we want a password on this website. Like,
even it's a little bit crazy, the information that can be out there. Yeah,
exactly. So that's good to know. So I am going to move into our next segment now, which is my fun five questions. I ask this to all of our guests who come on the show, and they're really just like five fun questions to kind of get to know you a little bit better. So my first question is, LoveStream is part of Bustled. So how did you start Bustled and LoveStream?
I worked in events in PR in New York after graduation. So I really found like my passion for event planning there. I worked for a small agency in the beauty and fashion space. And so when I had decided that I really wanted to pursue event planning, I tried some different kinds of events, and I just fell in love with weddings personally, because I just loved that connection I was able to create with our couples. It was so much more meaningful than the kind of that corporate work that I was doing. And so my husband and I moved to Charlotte, and I started my own wedding planning company here. So we were about a year and a half, 2 years into my planning company. And we were driving back from a wedding. My husband was my assistant at this one. And it was, it just was not the perfect fit for me as far as a client goes. They were super laid back and, you know, just didn't think about a lot of the details. And then a lot of that fell on me on wedding day. And so while everything turned out well, we were driving in the car, having these conversations of like, how can we do this better? Like, how can we find couples that fit better with, you know, what I'm envisioning and how my you know, work style is. And that kind of turned into this idea of my husband, Ryan, and co-founder, he comes from the data and technology background. So that started getting him, you know, thinking like, how can we use technology to match couples and wedding vendors? And so we took about a year and built Bustled. And for us, it's different in the fact that couples take a quiz, vendors take a quiz, and then think like a dating app, like they're instantly matched to each other based on fit. And so that's what we had been doing, you know, for the past almost 5 years with Bustled. And then enter 2020, when the wedding world and the whole world kind of came to a little bit of a stop. And you know, we wanted to find a way to continue to have couples who could get married, and also on the other side, wedding vendors who could, you know, who could go back to work. And that was just really important for us. You know, it was always about like creating those connections. Mm-hmm. And we had some mentors who were like, hey, Zoom weddings. And we were like, no, I was just like, it just doesn't feel natural. And, you know, coming from also our wedding story where we got married in the middle of a hurricane, and lost about 50 guests that weren't able to make it, you know, I wanted to find a way that we could still connect people. And that's where the wheels started turning, and LoveStream was born not long after the pandemic started.
Nice. They always say, like, you know, out of necessity comes like the best ideas. So this, yeah. I could see how this had like a kind of a full circle moment.
Yeah. We were like, we wish we had had this for our wedding.
I know. I'm thinking the same thing too. I'm like, wow, this would have been really helpful for ours as well. Now, you had mentioned that you had gotten married in the middle of a hurricane. What happened? So, like, I mean, I just feel so bad for you that happened, but like, tell me about that day. Like, you know,
it was so crazy because, you know, we just didn't expect this. And it was kind of like, as it was happening, we were like, huh, there's a hurricane coming our way. Like, it looks like this may happen. And we got married in New York City. So we were like, there's just no way. And, you know, sure enough, kind of as the day came, it was like, oh no, this is really happening. And it, you know, people kind of started dropping out like Wednesday. We started having like a few people who said they weren't coming. And, you know, as the days progressed, it was just like more and more people who weren't coming. And so it's funny because I tell this story. Like, I remember during planning, sitting in a Panera with my grandma and her saying to me, like, Sammy, you can't plan everything. And I was like, okay, just watch me, you know, I'm going to show you. And sure enough, you know, a hurricane blows through. But it worked out. Like, we were supposed to have around 120 and we ended up with around 70-ish people. And Ryan and I joke, like, we can't imagine having all those extra people. Like, of course we wish, you know, our loved ones had been there, but it really ended up being like such a perfect day and like the perfect amount of people for us. And it wasn't exactly as we imagined, but it worked out in this perfect way for us and for our story.
Yeah. And I think that's such a great lesson for all the couples who are trying to plan a wedding right now, or who maybe had to reschedule, or maybe had to, you know, have a wedding that was very different than what they envisioned, that it all works out. And I know it's easier said than done, because you know, I'm not the one planning it, but you know, it all works out. And in the end, like you know, like we mentioned, it's such a special celebratory day that no matter what, at the end of the day, you're getting married. And, you know, there's something so special about that. So, you know, it is easier said than done, but everything does work out in the end.
It does.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because like you said, like, you can't plan the weather. No matter what happens, you can't plan the weather. And I remember I was out, I think I was like floral shopping. And I was out with my mom and she happened to pick up the Farmer's Almanac. And just out of curiosity, I was like, let's just see like what the weather is going to be like on my wedding day. And I was like, but I can't look. I'm like, you do it. So she flipped through to find our date. And then she got really quiet. And I'm like, oh no. And I was like, what
this is not good.
Like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. You know, everything looks good. And they predicted rain, which, you know, rain is not a hurricane, but you know, you still don't want rain on your wedding day.
No.
So, you know, she's like, well, rain is good luck and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, I don't care. I want sunny, you know? So it was kind of funny. And it turned out like that day, like there was like a little bit of rain. It wasn't like too bad. It was overcast, which the photographer was like, well, overcast is good. And I'm like, I want sun.
I know.
Like, it might be good for you, but like in your head, you just imagine this beautiful sunny day. Yes. And you could do whatever you want and plan to, like, you know, cross all your T's and dot all your I's. And then at the end of the day, you can't control the weather. So, you know, one of those things, unfortunately.
He's got to roll with the punches a lot of times.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, in hindsight, you know, is there anything that maybe you would have done differently at your wedding, or, you know, now that you've had all this experience, since, is there anything that maybe you'd go back and be like, oh, I wish I did that differently?
Oh man, it's funny being in the wedding world because I see all these like amazing trends and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I wish we had done that. I wish we'd had live streaming, obviously. But you know, there's not a whole lot I actually would change. It really was like the most perfect day. I mean, there's small things, like silly things. Like I wish I had upgraded my chairs, you know, like I love Shibari chairs now, or had like some of these cool things like a champagne wall. But you know, it all worked out really perfectly. And even though like our church flowers ended up being someone else's church flowers because our florist wasn't able to get there. But like, you know, I don't even remember that. Like, I just remember having this like amazing time on the dance floor with my new husband and my friends and family. And so there's not a lot I would change. It was worked out to be the day that it was supposed to be.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, you know, when I hear couples, you know, that they, and I was one of them too, you know, obsessing over all the details.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, like you don't remember, like that's not what you remember. Mm-mm. So, yeah, it is funny how like now back, you know, looking back, cause I do the same thing too. I'm like, oh, I wish we, you know, had that detail or, you know, that detail, yeah. You know, whatever it is. But really, I mean, you don't really remember the details. You spend so much time in the planning process, you know, agonizing over details and, you know, wording on different things and, you know, how place settings and everything. But at the end of the day, like you don't remember them, and it's not really, you know, what matters anyway, you know?
No.
So, you know, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what is your favorite part of what you do?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many great parts. I truly love building a business and being able to pivot and innovate and do different things like that as things are thrown at you. I feel like it's just a constant puzzle and challenge, which is good and bad. And I also truly love the team that we have put together, that we have, you know, the opportunity to work with. And I love those connections. Like I love when we get to meet, you know, the vendors that are on the site, or when we get to talk to the couples. Like I just love that connection and being able to hear, especially with LoveStream, like being able to hear how we were able to help them have the day, not exactly as they imagined, but be able to have a way to celebrate. Like hearing those stories just like really like touches my heart and makes me feel like so happy about like what we're doing.
So, you know, Bustled kind of answers this question, but what is your best advice for engaged couples who are overwhelmed with vendor choices? I mean, you know, like you said, Bustled kind of does that like match game to match you to the right vendors, yeah. But you know, what advice do you have for couples who are just overwhelmed because there's so many choices?
Yeah. And it is so overwhelming. I think the biggest thing is making sure that you have like a good structure. So knowing like what kind of budget you're hoping to stay within and what are your absolute must-haves and what are the things that, you know, you need but aren't as important to you. And for every couple, that's going to be different. But keeping that in mind and knowing that like, if photography is really important to you, maybe you spend a little more time searching for a photographer. Whereas if, you know, cake isn't super important to you, don't stress about that. You know, find someone you like and pick it and move on. And I think that's true too. Like I see so many people who are like, I'm going to tour 27 venues. And you're like, oh my gosh, you don't need to do that. That's just like way too many. So like do your research, narrow it down, talk to a few people, visit a few venues, whatever it might be, and just be confident in your choice and don't second guess yourself. Don't look back and say like, oh, should I have done that one instead? You know, my husband and I were super debating between two venues, and one was outdoors and one was indoors. And we're like, man, we are so lucky we picked the indoor venue. The outdoor venue would have never happened. Like, so it all kind of happens for a reason. And just make sure that you're not stressing too much over those little details. Even though it's super easy to do it. And I did the same, but try not to.
Definitely. I know. And you make a really good point too about kind of narrowing down what you want first before you search out those vendors, because you could be spending a lot of time, like you said, going to venues or looking at photographers or whoever that just don't fit your aesthetic anyway. So, you know, coming up with exactly what you're looking for and then finding vendors that kind of like fit into that category helps eliminate a whole bunch of vendors, you know, right off the bat. because now you're only looking at a specific bunch instead of the whole. So it really helps to like narrow it down first before you even start looking at anything. Now, so this one is kind of a fun question. This is my last question, but if you could turn what you do into a book or a movie, what would the title be and who would play you?
This is such a good question. And I was like, huh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. But I think that I would have to be called probably My Crazy Life, because I feel like a little bit that is the puzzle, right? Being entrepreneur and mom and all those different things. And I absolutely adore Reese Witherspoon, so I would have to pick her.
Yeah, she's awesome. Actually, I can see a resemblance. So I think that would fit really well. So we are all done for today. But before I let you go, where can people find out about you? Where can they learn more about Bustled and LoveStream? And if they want to do the service for their wedding, how can they find out more?
Yeah, so Bustled is BUSTLD.com and also on Instagram. And then LoveStream is LoveStream.io. And we are LoveStream.wedding on Instagram.
Nice. Well, I'll put all that in the show notes. So anybody listening, if you want to check out Bustled or LoveStream and you want to do live streaming for your wedding, definitely check this out. All the information will be in the show notes. And Sammy, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day today to be with me. This has been a fantastic chat that we had. And I'm so excited to see how live streaming impacts weddings for years to come. So thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
So what do you think? I am totally sold on this idea. And honestly, I wish I had live streaming at my wedding. And you know, this is such a special service that, I mean, this is a real game changer, I think, for anybody getting married now or getting married in the future, because this really solves a lot of financial problems, logistical problems, health and safety problems. So this is really the perfect solution, I think, for anybody who's struggling with having to eliminate guests from their list for whatever reason. Now, remember at the beginning of the show, I told you that I had a very special offer for you. So I love this service so much that I became an affiliate of the program. Now, as an affiliate, I get a small commission based on any purchase made with my special discount code. And the money that I receive goes right back into this show so that I can continue to bring you bigger and better things in the future. Now, for that discount code, that gives you 10% off any package that you purchase from LoveStream. And that discount code is WEDCONNECTHV and the number 10. So it's WEDCONNECTHV10. And like I said, that gives you 10% off any service, any package that you purchase from LoveStream. So all you have to do is go to lovestream.io, check out their packages, find one that's best for you. Use your discount code to receive 10% off. And that code again is WEDCONNECTHV10 and save 10%. And there you go. It's simple. It's easy. And you could do this using all the devices that you already own. Now, if you've really enjoyed this episode, I would really love for you to go and leave a review of the show so that you can let others know how it's been helping you. And if you haven't already, I would definitely love it for you to subscribe and share this with anybody that you know who might be interested in live streaming their wedding, or anybody who might be interested in getting some helpful wedding planning tips and advice. If you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, you can join us over at wedconnecthv.com for local wedding inspiration. And I'd really like to hear it from you. Have you ever considered live streaming your wedding? And is this something that you would be interested in? So join the conversation on Instagram. You can follow us at wedconnecthv. And until next time, happy planning.